You are listening to Tea Time, the podcast with Cassie Marina, and this is day two of the Instagram Live bootcamp that I did a few weeks ago on growing your brand using live video so that you can connect more with your audience, let them get to know you, grow your visibility, and connect with them in such a way that you earn their know, like, and trust factor to ultimately land more sales in your business. So without any further delay, this is day two. And if you are now tuning into this series and you haven't listened to day one, then you can go back and listen to day one. But this is day two, so let's get into it.
Today we are diving into the mindset aspect of it, because it sounds cliche, but it's true. Okay, Tiffy, yes, okay. That actually is a branding topic I could dive into when it comes to like naming your business, but that's not what we're here to talk about today. But that's a good idea for a topic. But as it relates to live video, this is one of the things I'll dive into, which is thinking you don't have anything to talk about. And content is everywhere. It's in your day-to-day discussions with colleagues, friends, potential clients and customers, right? So you actually just gave me a topic that I could talk about in a live, for example. So topic points are endless, right? Anyway, back to what I was saying. I can't remember, I lost track. But yeah, so today is day two, and today we're going to be talking about mindset, and I'm going to start off by sharing with you some of the mindset challenges that I myself had. Oh yes, I remember what I was about to say. It sounds cliche, and before we get into like planning your life and going live and all the awesome features and all of those fancy things, we first have to tackle the mindset, because that is how we start to procrastinate. That's how we make excuses. Our mind is what is stopping us from starting. Our mind is what is stopping us from doing the live and doing it well at that, because you might click live and then you might exit the live because you have a meltdown or you're stuttering, you're just not ready, because you have to prep your mind first. So your mindset is super important. And think about the quote, what you conceive you can achieve, right? You have to first conceive it in the mind before you can actually go out there and achieve it. Like, there's absolutely no way to do anything in life without it first being conceived in your mind. Hey, everyone who's joining on. Just to recap, this is my 5-day Instagram live bootcamp called Grow Your Brand with Live Video. If you did not catch day one, go back and look at it. It's on the feed. It's available. And we're here for day two, which is mindset. So my first mindset tip, well, as I said, I'm going to start off with the blocks that I had. Let me know if you can see my slide, that you can see it clearly. You should be seeing it clearly. So I'm just going to dive right in. So some of the blocks that I had, the first block is I thought I didn't know what I want to talk about, right? And what the hell am I going to talk about? Not that I thought I had nothing to talk about, but I just couldn't imagine myself talking for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I was like, damn, what am I going to say? Like, how am I going to fill up all of this time? And I realized that's a mindset block, because you do know what you want to talk about. I do know what I want to talk about. I was already creating content, so I do have topics. It's just for me to relax and make it conversational and present my points and articulate the same conversations that you would have on the phone or have on a discovery call with a prospective client or customers who might be purchasing a product, the same conversations that you might find yourself having. You're taking that and you're translating it over to live video. So if you notice, this is a recurring topic that you have to usually talk about over and over and over again, then you want to put that in a live video, because it's also going to allow you not only to gain visibility for your brand, it's going to position you and your authority that I know what I'm talking about. Two, if it's a product, you are able to educate persons on the product, who it's best for, and address any frequently asked questions, demo the product, and show people who it's perfect for. And that will also help you gain trust. And when people trust you, they're going to buy from you. And again, they're also not going to trust you, but they're also going to understand, well, why do I need this product? And when you are building that relationship, they're going to faster come to you than to somebody else who isn't providing this information or showing up in their brand consistently, right? Hey, Kalisha. So that is the first thing I wanted to share with you all. So make a note of all of the conversations, the topics, and to take it a step further, you now have video content that you can repurpose. We're not removing human interaction altogether, but it allows you to work smarter. So let's say business is busy or you don't have the time because you're working on something else on your business and you get a question, you can now answer them briefly and tell them, hey, take a look at this video. So you want to take that into consideration where you can create a series and break things down into very small questions where you could do a 2-minute live and just come on and answer a quick question. And if you keep doing that, you eventually will create an archive of videos that you can point people to answer their question really quickly. The second thing is, I felt like, because of course, and I think we can all relate to this one, when you click live, you feel like the whole world is watching you. So of course there's nerves, but it's just not the same as standing in a room filled with people, because you can see all of these people. You can see their face. You can see their facial expression. Oh, there's nothing worse than you're talking. And, you know, some people, they actually like what you're saying, you know, but they're just some people, they're going to just be like this the entire time. And that's going to throw you off because you're gauging the audience and it's like, am I hitting the right points? Are they enjoying this? And all of that seeps into your brain. Live video allows you an opportunity to do what you do in person, but from the comfort of your own home, from a place, I feel like it's perfect for introverts because it allows us to show up in a kind of extroverted way, but we don't have that pressure of being in an actual space filled with people, and you're doing essentially the same thing. So for me as an introvert, I really became obsessed with lives because it was just so easy for me to just click start. But I'm here by myself in the comfort of my own home, and if for some reason something goes wrong or I feel like I said something stupid, I could quickly delete the live. I can come off, I can end it. But if you're in real life, you can't just like walk off the stage and hide. It happened. People saw it. And even if people saw it on the internet, again, you feel like the whole world is watching you. But when you get started, you start small. Maybe one person shows up, two people show up, and it's like people are like, oh, what if nobody shows up? Well, then you should be glad that maybe one or two people showed up, because it allows you to practice with a small group of people until things grow. And if a lot of people show up, well, then that's great for your brand because you're getting a lot of visibility. I feel like either way, there's always some excuse that we can find to kind of chicken out on ourselves. And you have to just shift your perspective, right? Just shift the perspective. If a few people show up, then great. But chances are the whole world is not watching you, and it's okay because this is your safe space. People actually have to enter the virtual room, and the fact that they clicked on and they actually stayed on for, you know, maybe a 2 minutes or even longer than 2 minutes means that they kind of like what you're saying, and they're interested in what you have to say and the information that you have to provide. All right, so don't let it worry you. Don't feel like you're on this public pedestal that the whole town, Marish and Parish, can see you. It's really not that serious. So my next point was, I personally, for me, one of my blocks that I had was, I personally always had a fear of public speaking that I even messed up my answer for a pageant. So I touched on not liking public speaking yesterday. Like, even though I am in front of my peers, I'm in front of my friends in college and we had to present stuff, I hated doing that to my core. And I really don't know how I've come to this point today. And it feels like a really huge personal accomplishment from where I've come to where I am today when it comes to public speaking and doing workshops and all this sort of thing. So I share this to tell you that it's more than possible. Like, if I could do it, it sounds cliche, but if I could do it, you could totally do it. And it's a muscle that you have to train and you have to practice and you will get over it, right? So I entered a pageant in my early 20s. I came in the top three and I probably would have gotten second place had I not messed up my answer, but I zoned out. Honestly, I zoned out. Like, I was speaking, but I was not in my body. But when I came off, people were like, we know what you're really meant to say. So it's like I said a bit of the opposite of what I was saying, and I didn't even realize it until the pageant was done and people actually told me. That's to tell you the history that I had with public speaking. I was just nervous like hell to be on a stage.
Hey guys, this is just a quick break in the show to remind you that if working with me has been on your mind or you've been thinking of working with me in this quarter or next quarter, then head on to the link in the show notes and click that link. It will take you to the waitlist. Get on the client waitlist. It's, you know, it's obligation free. You don't have to stress that, oh, I'm not ready for discovery call or anything like that, but at least get on the client waitlist, because this is a very special space and place for those who are interested in working with me. It's literally like sitting in a waiting room and waiting your turn and just letting me know that, okay, you are thinking of working with me, so that I can create the resources and they send you the information that you need to help you make the decision to decide that we're the right fit. And then we can hop on a discovery call to discuss further how I can assist you in this season in your business. So if you have been ever toying with the idea of working with me, especially if it's in this quarter or the next one, you definitely need to get on the client waitlist. Just head to the link in the description of the show notes of this podcast, enter your name, your email, and you will be good to go, because I am really focusing on the client waitlist. They are getting first priority to know when spots open up or any new offers come out, and just basically the first to know of how you can work with me.
So another one of the blocks that I had, I used to think, and I know this is tied to those subconscious beliefs that come from our childhood, is I really thought in my mind that nobody cares what you have to say. So I continuously work on that even till this day, because we have this way that we tend to shrink ourselves and we shrink our voices. We don't share our opinion and we're not bold with what we have to say, and we don't speak from here. And I think I don't believe that I'm alone in this, which is finding your voice. And I knew that my journey in going live constantly helped me find my voice. And on a bigger scale, it will help you develop your brand voice specifically, especially when it comes to your business. So the live isn't just about the business on a surface level, but it also really does help you on a personal development level. It really stretches you, it grows you, and it also benefits the business, not just for the fact that, oh, I'm gonna grow my brand, I'm getting more visibility, I'm getting more sales, but it's invaluable to really get in touch with what is your brand voice as a business, all right? And that comes with time. I saw a comment here. Kalisha said, great point. Just catching up. on the comment section. So yeah, give me some hearts, give me some likes, let me know if this is resonating with you, if you find this useful. Leave your thoughts, comment. It's a two-way conversation. Feel free to chime in, and if you have questions, I'll answer the questions at the end. I'm just gonna switch to my next slide. All right, so mindset shift and tip number one. When you think of a live, think of it as a virtual event or meeting with your potential customers or clients. So when you go to the grocery, you know, they have those brand activations and they're demoing the product. Think about you being able to tap into brand activations for free. Create an event, create a flyer, hype it up, all of that stuff. And set it up. If you could even set up like a branded station in your home and have like your sign behind you and actually showcase your products. All right. So this is a tip for product-based businesses. Use live video to show people how to use the product. Again, talk about frequently asked questions. Focus on the product. So this way you don't have to focus so much on you and your face on the camera. You get to, you know, it's a cheat code. Put the camera on the product, or it could be just like this. And if you have a product, you show people like, hey, this is what I have, the benefits, blah 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 blah. So having an object in front of you really helps you take the focus off of, okay, well, how am I looking? You know, so that is one tip there. This is your opportunity to showcase your product or your skills. If it's a skill, you talk about the process, you talk about the benefits, why you need this, common pitfalls, etc., etc. So mindset shift and tip is, this is a virtual meeting. This is your opportunity to chat with potential customers, potential clients, showcase your expertise so that they know, like, and trust you. And just pretend like they're in your office and you're sitting and you're chatting with one person. You come on the live and you are thinking about a whole bunch of people watching you, but it helps to just zone in and think like you're speaking to one person, like you're having a video chat with one person. So, mindset tip number two. This was my biggest one that I love the most, and that is I use mantras and affirmations such as, every time I go live, I make sales or get inquiries. And that actually came by me actually experiencing it, right? So I didn't just decide, okay, well, I'm having trouble to go live, so let me just make up stuff. No, this is because after going live consistently for a while, I started to notice, like, damn, every time I go live, I either get a DM, an email, someone fills out my contact form, joins my email list. Like, there was always something that was showing up that after a while, I was like, shit, this thing really works. Like, every time I go live, I make sales or get inquiries. And that right there, I noticed, was an affirmation. So I continued to actually say it intentionally, not just when it happened or when I go live and I got a sale or I got an inquiry, but I just started to say it when I found that I was getting a bit lazy with going live, or I just wasn't feeling to do it, or I'm not in the mood. I used to like shake myself up and be like, Cassia, come on. Every time you go live, like, to motivate myself as to, like, why am I doing this again, right? So now that I had proof and evidence, because the brain needs to have proof and evidence a lot of the time in order to feel like it believes it or to act on it. Now that I had proof and evidence, it wasn't an empty mantra I was trying to convince myself of. So I'm going to share one mantra that you can even use for yourself, right? So whatever the result you hope to have, affirm it and believe it. A simple mantra that you can start with is, the more I go live, the more people learn about me and my business. It's very simple. And I feel like that is a very good general one that everyone can start with, because it's true. It's a fact, right? The more you go live, more people learn about you because you're there showing up to teach them about your business and about yourself. And you can start with telling them about yourself, about your story, how you started this business. And then that is an easy way to pivot into the solution that you have, right? So you don't have to start off creating affirmations or mantras where you're lying to yourself, because I know people struggle with affirmations because they like what they're saying, but they feel on a subconscious level that they're lying to themselves, and like their brain is trying to convince them. So there's this resistance. Start off with a simple truth. And this is just something to build on. So whatever the result you hope to have, you can use affirmations any way that you feel like it. So now I am going to let you all chime in and let me know your questions. Was that helpful? Was it useful? Do you feel a better equipped to start planning your first live? Let me know, so I will actually live right now, coach you and tell you how you can overcome a mindset block that you currently have. So on day one, I can't remember the name, but on day one, someone said that they feel camera shy, right? So to combat feeling camera shy, remove the focus off of you being camera shy, and that I have a message that I need to share with my prospective customer or client. Because you have to remember that you are here to serve. You have a service to offer, a product that solves somebody's problem. And when you don't show up, they are not getting your help. They are not getting the assistance that they need. Yeah. So remember to try to shift the perspective, because if you are focusing on you, then shift the focus outwardly, like somebody out there needs my help. They need my help, and only I can help them solve it, right? And when you have that mindset shift, it's easier to show up. So that's actually another one of the hacks that I used back in the day, is I used to just focus on what I was talking about, because I was passionate about what I was talking about. And I would just click, because I know I have it all up here that I want to say. So instead of focusing on who's watching or who's not watching or what they might be thinking, I was just like, forget all of that. You're here to talk about X. I'm going to talk about branding. And these are the problems that I'm seeing in branding. And as I latched onto the topic, in about 5-10 minutes, I am on a roll mid-live, and I'm like, oh, I don't feel nervous anymore because I am so caught up in the passion of what I'm here to do. So let me know if that helps you guys. And as you can see on the screen, if you want these slides just to have and keep as notes, let me know, send me a DM, comment. I will send these slides out in my next newsletter. And season 5 of Tea Time, the podcast, is launching next week. So be sure to go to the link, cassiemarina.me/podcast. It will take you to the podcasting app on the device, whatever device that you have. It would naturally reroute you to the podcasting app, and it should pop up. So if you're on Android and you have Google Podcasts on your Android phone, it will just open up the app and bring up the podcast. So when you go to that link, subscribe. So as soon as episode 1, season 5 drops, it's there. It's going to be good. I really put my heart into the podcast, and it's the most intimate form of communication for me. That's where I'm a lot more vulnerable. That's where I give the most. So, and you get all the behind the scenes and the real, real tea. So be sure to subscribe. All right. So tomorrow, we're actually going to get into a little bit more fun stuff. I mean, I think mindset is really fun, but now we're going to be really prepping for your first live, and that is to plan. Planning is the key to having a successful live. I know you all would have noticed me glancing over here. I have notes to keep me on track. Excuse me. I have these slides to also keep me on track, and it's just super professional, and it allows me to put up these things to make it very easy for you to consume these visual aids. Oh, I had one thing to send across. I did an additional slide showing you guys my first live, the one that I spoke about yesterday. I went and I found it, and it was like a minute long. And honestly, I remember it like it was yesterday, and I remember that I felt like I was nervous, but when I was done, I was like, whoa, that was a minute, that went fast, right? So it didn't feel like forever as I thought. Let me see if I put this slide across on my phone. Oh yeah, I do have it. So this is my first live video, all right? Back then I had short hair. I love it, Indira. Yes, you can do a minute. Start off with a minute. Just create like 1 minute series, right? So maybe you could do a series of like 10 videos and it's all 1 minute. And then if it's 1 minute, then you could repurpose that into reels, into TikToks, right? We'll get into like repurposing your life next week. But yeah, you can do 1 minute. Don't think that a minute is too short. It's for your practice. And like I was saying, it's good to have those bite-sized videos so that you can address one very specific thing. And the good thing about lives is that you can make mistakes because it's a conversation. When you are sitting down having a conversation with someone, you pronounce things wrong. You might make a mistake, but it's a conversation. So it's video, but it's a conversation. So just release any pressure. So anyway, so my very first live was the 28th of July, 2016. So live was just recently launched. So you see the screenshot of me there. And after I edited the live to put in this caption, because I don't think I would have written that before, because the focus was on clicking that scary red button. So then afterwards, I put a caption so that those catching the replay would know, well, what is this video about? So in the video, I'm just letting people know who the business is, what the business does, and where the business is located. Very, very simple. And for my first live, now of course organic reach back then is different to organic reach today. But my first live, I got 684 views, 3 comments, and 24 reactions. Now I wasn't expecting a thing. All right, I went into it with 0 expectations, and that's actually a really good thing to do in general with anything in business. Release the attachment to the outcome is the best thing that works for me, because that is how you send yourself crazy when you go in thinking you must get this or you must get that. Go into it expecting nobody's going to show up to the live, no one's going to comment, no one's going to share, no one's going to leave reactions, no one's going to watch the replay. So that every little bit that you do get, you have a lot of gratitude, and it pumps you up and makes you feel excited. Like, wow, if I keep doing this, imagine the results that I can get. Now, yesterday I did touch on where live video is today. So even though I say organic reach back then is different to organic reach today, these platforms, and I say these platforms because I'm not only focusing on Instagram, the series is live video. So if you use TikTok, use the TikTok live if you have the live feature. Use the live feature on any platform that you feel is your major or one of your main platforms, because these platforms want you to go live, and they are going to reward you by going live. They're going to see that, hey, you're actively going live. Another bonus point is that many gurus on the internet will tell you, and they're right for this, use all of the features on Instagram. They want you to use them all holistically, but the focus of the series is live video. And the point that I really want to get across is that if you feel like your reach has tankered or engagement, etc., start going live, because it's going to, the people who watch, they're going to show your content, like your regular stories and all that stuff. Now they're going to push all of your other content further. And, you know, you could debate me on that, but what I'm saying is not something that I read. I actually noticed that I just watched this person live and now I'm seeing more of their content. All right. So that is my final tip. I'm going to close out. If you have questions, this is your last opportunity to leave your questions. If you enjoy this, let me know. If you just joined, go catch the replay. It's going to be on the feed. And join me back here on Monday for day 3. We are going to get into planning and preparing for your life. All right, you definitely do not want to miss it, because there are just some little key things that's going to allow you to have a much more better experience when you go live and you're not fumbling around with mic and slides and all of those things, or your topic. Join me here on Monday, same time, noon in Trinidad and 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you didn't catch day 1, go back, catch day 1. If you're now joining, go back and watch the replay. It's going to be up on the feed. All right, I am out of breath. So that's one thing I need to work on, is taking pauses to catch my breath. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Hello, Grace Farms Cocoa Products. It's nice to see you. It's been a minute. All right, so have a great Friday. Enjoy your weekend. Like, take your rest, enjoy your weekend, and come back here on Monday. Hey, if you enjoyed this podcast episode, got any value from it in the least, I would really appreciate if you would head on over and leave a review of this podcast. I thank you so much in advance. I appreciate each and every one of you who tune in. But when you leave a review, it really helps this podcast grow and to reach more people. So if you could really leave a review, I would definitely appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening.